The Atlantic coast of Morocco is known to surfers for its powerful point breaks, and Moroccan men have long competed on the World Surfing Tour. Now, as David Fox reports, Moroccan women are starting to join them.
The scene at the Agadir Open looks like something out of a Southern California surf competition. A white sand beach, a DJ booth blasting pop music, and clusters of young men in board shorts. But the mint tea on the judge's table and blue fishing boats along the shore give it a distinctly Moroccan feel. The ridge above the beach is packed with locals come to watch hometown favorite Maryam El-Gardoum compete in this competition's first ever women's finals. She rides a pink surfboard in a crimson wetsuit. After 20 minutes, an air horn blasts, and El-Gardoum pumps her fist in the air. She's won. She catches her last wave into shore and chats with some of the older women watching from the beach.
They told me that when I was in my heat for the final, they were so happy for me.
At age 20, El-Gardoum is a four-time national champion. But she says this is the first time she's gotten such public support from the women in her own village, Tamarack.
Like when I meet the people here, they say, "Where you come from?" "Yeah, I'm from Morocco. I live in Tamarack." They're surprised.
Surprised to find a world-class surfer from a relatively traditional village, where most families, including El-Gardoum's, earn their income from fishing, farming, and goat herding. But the area is changing fast. Surf tourism has exploded here along the coastline. The change is visible in the streets. Locals on motorcycles now share the dirt roads with SUVs packed with tourists and boards, and men are constantly at work on construction projects serving the tourist industry. Despite the new jobs, El-Gardoum says some of the men here still aren't sold on surfing and don't approve of local women and girls taking part in the sport.
They say if you go to surf, you're gonna drink alcohol, you're gonna smoke, you're gonna go with the boys.
El-Gardoum says she gets pushback from local women, too.
They said to my mom, tell her to stop surfing, it's not good for her. But she told me just go to surf, don't care about what they said. And then I keep surfing, you know. Like, if I keep thinking about what they said, I'm never gonna do, like, nothing.
But there are other barriers keeping Moroccan women from the waves. Fatima Zahra Brada is another champion surfer. She and El-Gardoum are the first Moroccan women to represent their country in the ISA World Surfing Games.
It's an expensive sport. It's not open to everyone. Unfortunately, there are a lot of talented young people who don't have a way to make a living off of their passion.
Barada says her success wouldn't have been possible without financial support from her family. She says the creation of Morocco's National Surfing Federation, which picks up the tab for the national team, has helped reduce costs for top-level competitors. But she and El-Gardoum say it's not enough. They want to see women get sponsorships from international surf brands, the same ones that support the Moroccan men competing abroad. And they'd like to see more surfing associations sponsor girls so one day they can get a shot at international competitions too.
To tell all of the world that, yeah, there is a girl surfers in Morocco.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
For the world, David Fox, Agadir, Morocco.
David's story was produced in association with Round Earth Media. We also have some great photos of the surfers over at PRI.org.